Hello and welcome to this National Life Skills Academy podcast, part of our series of short introductions to essential life-worthy skills to help guide your way. So sit back and enjoy.
So, what on earth are circadian rhythms? Well, circadian rhythms are 24-hour cycles that follow our changes in our physical, mental, or behavioural routines. They are a natural process that are influenced by our surroundings and can be observed in plants, animals, and even in microbes, which are driven by the circadian clock. Circadian rhythms are influenced by the area around us, and this includes light and temperature and redox, or oxidization cycles. So how do circadian rhythms work? Well, the rhythms are there to keep our body's natural processes as optimized as possible throughout the various stages of our day. So for example, plants know when to open up their flowers due to their own circadian rhythms, and animals that are nocturnal or come out and hunt at night know that leaving their nest or their burrow during the day could be dangerous as there are more predators around. Circadian rhythms help to coordinate the processes that make us do what we do and when we do it. So, for example, proteins are very important molecules as they're used for the repair and the regulation of the body's tissues and organs. Now, our digestive system breaks down proteins into amino acids, which are then turned back into more proteins. This results in the newly processed proteins being digested quicker once again, resulting in more proteins being broken down and recycled for our benefit. Our body knows to do this at mealtimes because of our inbuilt circadian rhythms. The way in which circadian rhythms know when to activate certain processes within the body is down to the master clock, also known as the circadian pacemaker, and it's located in the brain, in the suprachiasmatic nucleus. Yes, I did say that. Suprachiasmatic nucleus, SCN, which is located in the area of the brain called the hypothalamus. And at various points in the day, specific points, this will kick in and send signals to parts of the body to begin its processes, resulting in a constant cycle. And one of the main influences of the circadian rhythms is light. And the reason is because the SCN is very sensitive to light. This is why circadian rhythms are also heavily linked to day and night cycles. For example, the proteins our digestive system produces are done during the day, as we're able to act on these processes when we awake, which can result in more coordinated body functions. Maintaining a healthy circadian rhythm. Circadian rhythms are just like anything else within our body. Although they're automated and start their process when they are needed, they still need to be maintained in order for them not only to be as efficient as possible, but also for our own benefit. When we sleep, our bodies are still active, and it's here that our circadian rhythms can be maintained and get into a routine that they're familiar with. So here are a few ways in which this can be achieved. Sunlight. Well, as we now know, the SCN is very sensitive to light. By seeking out natural light, particularly sunlight, we can try to ensure that the SNC is as efficient as possible by reinforcing the stronger circadian cue, C-U-E, cue, when it should start. By the same token, try to avoid light when sleeping by making your room as dark as possible. Not only does this mean turning off the lights, but it also means trying to avoid technology. We're all partial to checking our phones before we go to bed, but by using a light source as bright as that before you sleep could affect your circadian rhythms. What about sleep schedule? A good sleep schedule is generally necessary to have to begin with, let alone for the benefit of the circadian rhythms. But if you don't have a good sleep schedule, your body and the SNC can find it hard to adjust to your patterns, as they'll most likely be irregular, which can confuse and make it start certain processes at the wrong time. If you're someone who likes to nap, or you find it easy to drift off into sleep during the day, remember that the shorter the naps are, and the earlier they occur, the better. Extra sleep in the day can affect the amount of sleep you get at night. Exercise, regular activity, just like a good sleep schedule, is good for you regardless of your circadian rhythms, but it's still important for their proper function. By having regular physical activity in your life, you can help your internal clock, making it easier for you to get to sleep at night, allowing your circadian rhythm to work effectively at the times that it should. Caffeine. Caffeine and other stimulants like alcohol should be avoided late at night. These are capable of keeping you awake and once again throwing your circadian rhythm off balance and preventing it from working as it should. It's important to maintain a good sleep, as a disrupted sleep schedule can greatly affect the performance and optimization of your circadian rhythms. Besides this, studies have shown that consistent circadian rhythm disruptions can lead to other problems. Obstructive sleep apnea, OSA, is a sleeping disorder that's recognized by numerous lapses in your breathing. You just stop breathing for a few moments. This disorder reduces the body's oxygen levels, and this can cause multiple disruptions during the sleep. Constant circadian rhythm disruptions could be a contributor to this disorder. Now, besides this, a disrupted circadian rhythm can potentially lead to an increased likelihood of insomnia, sleeplessness. Given that sleep is so important to our overall health anyway, when we disrupt our circadian rhythms, it's usually down to bad sleeping patterns and schedules. There are apps available now that monitor your sleeping patterns. Sleep analysis trackers are usually worn on the wrist. So discovering that your sleep schedule is poor could help in preventing you from developing other disorders later on. But is it just sleep? Well, while sleep is a major factor in deciding how effective your circadian rhythm is, it's not the only thing that's affected by a poor circadian rhythm. Weight, metabolism are two things that have been linked to misaligned circadian rhythms. This is because these rhythms decide when to release chemicals which start necessary bodily functions. If your rhythms are misaligned and ineffective, it can cause you to lose or gain weight and potentially increase or decrease your metabolism. On top of this, mental health can also be affected, with studies showing that depression, bipolar disorder, and other psychiatric illnesses can be gained through poor circadian rhythms, as well as neurodegenerative diseases like dementia, Parkinson's disease, and Alzheimer's disease. Circadian rhythms could potentially influence the immune system and DNA structure. This means that a good circadian rhythm could be beneficial in repairing DNA, particularly DNA that might have come into contact with cancerous cells. This means that circadian rhythms could potentially influence the effectiveness of anti-cancer drugs and medicines, so it's not just sleep that's affected by circadian rhythms. It's your body's timetable. It sorts out and organizes the processes that it must undertake and starts them at the specific points they're needed during the 24-hour cycle. This is why it's important to keep a good sleep schedule, good exercise routine, and just general good health. Not only is it important in keeping our body ticking, but it can also help in warding off other, more serious health problems that could affect us later in life. So, well, thank you for listening again, and I hope you found that interesting, if not entertaining. At least you know now the importance of circadian rhythms in your life. Take care. Bye.
Thanks for listening. We hope you found that to be informative, and you'll sign in to listen to others in the series. We look forward to any requests or feedback. See you again soon.